The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, the blues is all right.
It is 9:05 here in New York City, right off of Wall Street, where all the action happens, the financial action. My friends who work at Wall Street, they are losing their mind. I was supposed to have lunch yesterday with a good buddy of mine who works over at Morgan Stanley, and around 11:30, he's like, brother, there's no lunch going on right now. We don't know what end is up. The market's dropping 1,000, going up 1,300, dropping the end. It's all over the place. But the one thing we do know at 9:06 here on Joe Piscopo Show, Russ Salzberg and Arthur Idala, two of us filling in for the great Joe Piscopo alongside Frank Morano and Al Gattulo, is that the government is open. The President of the United States has signed the bill, and we will be able to resume as a society. In case you didn't know, while you were sleeping, the government shut down. That's right. The lights on the Statue of Liberty were down. The lights on the National Monument were down. It was a massive shutdown for, I think, 6 hours. And finally, the government got their act together. And the president just signed the bill. So we're going to spend a ton more money. We're going to have a ton more debt, billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars. But the lights on the Washington Monument will be lit, and lights on the Statue of Liberty will be lit. And Russ, life will go on here in the United States of America.
You know, I was just thinking, the next time we do this, you know where you ought to call the show? Politically Incorrect.
I like that. It didn't work out so well for Bill Maher, though.
There you go.
Good point. Look at this. The two of them are all tangled up.
Took my headphones.
I grabbed Morano's headphones by mistake. Okay. Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening today. And I just want to speak on behalf of Russ and myself. It is an honor and a pleasure. Normally, you guys have the pleasure of, when Joe is not here, of just having Frank and Al all to yourselves. I actually inquired to Frank, like, why were we invited in? But it's a Friday. We're kind of keeping things loosey-goosey, having some fun. It's that time of the year. It's still not daylight savings time. It gets dark early.
Well, why did Frank say we were invited in?
They wanted to have a party.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they basically,
yeah.
I mean, and thanks to Vinny Recuglia, he brought some food. Had I not had to go to court, I'm sure, Al, I would arrange for a little libation. I mean, it would have been nice. I mean,
What time are you done in court today?
I got to do a – I have a very interesting day in court today in Queens County, a very sad case. God willing, I'll be done at noon, and then I'm having lunch with a good friend of mine at Michael's Restaurant on 55th Street where the bill comes, and it's like the equivalent to your mortgage payment for the month. But it's a cool place, and it's a Frank Morano place.
Love it,
it's
Frank.
It's a Frank. It's a scene to be.
Every time I'm there.
Someone's in there.
Yes.
Really?
Put it this way.
The
great Jerry Crowley, when we go to our little power lunches, when it's not -3 degrees outside, that we go to Michael's on 55th Street. And it's a... I got to get you involved with that. I got to get you involved in the Friars Club and got to take you to the next level.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Jerry's idea of a fancy lunch for me is he'll pay for a tuna sandwich to be taken out, I'm grateful for.
He's mindful of the
budget. Exactly. I'm grateful.
If you saw Gattulo's salary, you would know he's got to be mindful of the budget. Yeah,
but you'd still rather eat, trust me. At Michael's
really?
In Brooklyn.
Well, yes. Michael's of Brooklyn is a little different than my... Actually, the funny part is one time when Crowley said to me, do you want to go to lunch at Michael's?
Right.
I was like, you know, I would love to, but I have to be in my Midtown office on 45th and 5th, and I can't really get to Avenue R. He wrote me back. He goes, not that Michael's. The Michael's that's 10 blocks away from your office. So it's been a very interesting week in the world of the law. based on the here locally, the Joe Prococo story. There's also another big story in my legal circles, a homicide that took place in Brooklyn, New York, over a dozen years ago now, or about a dozen, let me just think, 10 years ago. Yeah, something like 2010, a football player.
No, before
player.
That. Before
oh, it was.
Yeah, 2003.
2003, so I was pretty much close when I said it does. A football player from Connecticut came to New York to party and with his friends, and he turns up dead. And there was no real evidence. His name was Mark Fisher. And his family, obviously so, was very, very adamant about finding who committed this heinous crime. And they prosecuted a man named John Juca. And there was not any eyewitness testimony. There was circumstantial evidence, but no direct evidence. And in today's day of DNA and fingerprints and video cameras, there was none of that. There was the confession supposedly made by Juca to a friend or an acquaintance who testified at the trial. And look, the evidence was strong enough that the jury, it took them 2 hours to convict John Juca. There was an appeal, a regular appeal. That appeal failed. But then the guy who came in and said, Juca told me he committed the homicide, recanted. So then there's what's called a 440-10 motion, which is an after an appeal motion or an after a verdict motion, newly discovered evidence. So they came forth and they did a hearing, and a judge listened to the evidence of the person who recanted it, listened to the prosecutor who prosecuted the case, and the judge said, no, the verdict should stand. And they appealed that, and yesterday, or the day before yesterday, I forget, but in the last 2 days, they overturned a murder conviction, which is not a common thing to happen in the city of New York. And people may know this case also because the mother was so distraught after the verdict, she went undercover and started dating one of the male jurors to see if she could get information from him about if there was anything that was done wrong or improperly in the jury room. Like, were they talking about the case before the judge gave it to them, which they're not supposed to do?
This makes for a great movie.
Morano knows this case inside and out.
So I've interviewed the mother, and I didn't know that this young man is going to get a new trial, which I'm thrilled about, until Arthur came in this morning. But just understand what happened here. This woman's son was on trial for murder. She goes to court every single day to watch the trial, like most, like my mother would certainly do. And I think a lot of moms would do. And then she's convinced her son is wrongfully convicted. So she goes under a transformation. She dyes her hair, changes her makeup style, loses weight, gets a push-up bra, changes her whole wardrobe, gets an assumed name, and begins a relationship with one of the jurors that convicted her son. The juror admits to her on tape that, yes, he knew he had a relationship with this defendant that he convicted, that he never disclosed to the court, that he there was some anti-Semitic stuff involved there that he disclosed to her, all sorts of stuff that nobody ever would have known but for the fact that John Juca's mother went undercover to get this information. So, again, I've interviewed Doreen Giuliano, who's the mother here, and I'm actually going to invite her on my program Sunday to talk about this. But I think this is a fascinating case, and I'm going to watch this trial.
None of that stuff that she unearthed was admissible. Because they found that it wasn't credible. The way she was lying to someone while she was trying to get this evidence out of them, and there are strict rules about what comes into evidence and what doesn't come into evidence. And again, this wasn't evidence before a jury. This was evidence before a judge. So in the Brooklyn legal community, this is a big event. The interesting part, too, is District Attorney Ken Thompson at the time, his whole platform was wrongful convictions. And this was a case that he looked at the second he got into office, and he concluded that the conviction should stand.
Right. He was the one person in Brooklyn that was actually guilty of the crime they were convicted
right.
of.
Right. Well, I know that's Frank Morano's
that is,
big
that is
line,
a fascinating
yeah,
story.
Yeah, it beyond is fascinating. And that's why, when people ask me, what I want to do when I grow up, I say, I kind of am doing what I want to do when I grow up. I really enjoy Russ. And as a father and as a grandfather, what you want from people who you love is for them to enjoy their life.
Without question.
To wake up in the morning. And when I lecture at law schools and at colleges, I say, listen, try to find something you love to do. See if you can get work doing that, and then you'll never have to work a day in your life.
I told my daughters, listen, thank God, right now they're stay-at-home moms raising their little ones. But I said, I know a lot of rich people who are miserable.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
am I right? I know a lot of people.
Money does not buy.
Money helps. Money helps a lot of issues. But I know a lot of people with a lot of schadol who are flat out miserable. You're 100% right. If you can find something that you love to do, you hit the jackpot.
And I will speak for the four people in this room. I think we're all, I mean, again, I woke up this morning. I had to do this radio show, which I'm thrilled to do. I'm going to court, which I'm thrilled to do. And then the lunch I'm going to is with a high-end client, which I'm thrilled to do. And then I pick up my big son off the bus, and we go meet my little son, and we're going to go to dinner with my best friend, Josh, whose 52nd birthday was yesterday. You know, we all have to count our blessings, especially when you look around at those who are less fortunate. And I obviously have to thank my father. Unlike, I think, all of you, I had the easy way. The road was laid out before me. You know, my father's father didn't even get out of eighth grade. You know, my dad went to high school, first time in the whole family. College, the first time. And law school was beyond anyone's comprehension. And that he did that. And I'm so proud every day to follow in his footsteps. And between Luca and Arthur and Nicholas and Juliana, my niece and nephew, I'm confident that one of them will take the baton from the Idol. Maybe there'll be an Arthur Idol of the fourth.
Is that going to be your next son?
Yeah, my next son, George Foreman, right?
Yeah, Adam Clayton Powell Jr. did that. Yeah, right. He's at Adam Clayton Powell III, Adam Clayton Powell IV.
Yeah, listen, whatever works for you, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Catullo, what do we got to say? It's 9:16.
That's
it's
right.
Friday. We're
Friday.
Excited. Life it's good. Is good.
It's good. It's the weekend. You know, a couple of beers tonight. Maybe a couple of beers tomorrow.
What kind of beers will you choose? The grapefruit beers?
Yes, probably, because I'll be heading over to my local brewery tonight in Rahway, Wet Ticket Brewing.
When we went to go see U2, you turned me on to the grapefruit beers.
I told you.
U2's coming back. Madison Square Garden, June 26th.
I'm going to the Prudential Center with my
wife. I asked my son. I said, you want to go see U2 again? My little boy, 11-year-old, he goes, yeah, Dad, I want to go see it. Now I'm on the hook to see if I could get him into the Rock and Roll Hall
and
of Fame.
I'm going to Ozzy in September.
I think you should record some songs before you push to get him in the Hall of Fame. Hey, come on.
I agree
with
it's you.
It's a tour.
See, Ozzy crossed the line for me. In other words.
What's that?
Well, look, my roots are really in Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller. I mean, that was what was playing. Jonathan Schwartz, who I know Mr. Morano would
Seriously,
know.
Sinatra?
Yes, right. One of many people.
I mean, he was what was playing every Sunday morning in my house. So that's what I grew up on until like seventh grade. My seventh grade birthday from Poly Prep, that's when I first got as presents. I got the Police albums. I got the Cars. I got...
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, too, the Cars.
Well, they're going in. They're going in now with Dire Straits and is it Motley Crue or something?
No. Judas Priest got knocked out. Bon Jovi is going in.
Bon Jovi's going in.
Is there a list of everybody in the Rock and Roll
Hall? Oh, sure. Yeah.
Have you ever been there to the actual? Let me tell you something. It is worth a trip to Cleveland. If you're a music lover, it is worth a trip to Cleveland just to go to that museum.
Are there a lot of Motown people in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, there are. I think not as much as people would want, but yes,
like
there are.
Supremes, Temptations, people like that?
You know what? I don't. Off the top
I think
of my head,
so.
I
believe so, yes.
Sure
I will tell you, I had a federal case in Cleveland, so I had to go there three times. And, you know, a lot of times the court appearances are an hour or two, and then my plane wasn't until 6 o'clock at night. I spent three full days in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I'd have no problem going back. You don't get bored. It's so, I mean, now when they make museums, they're brilliant. You know, there are computer algorithms to figure out how long you're going to stay here and how long you're going to stay there. It's a very a unique American experience.
And it's not very far at all from James Garfield's house in Mentor, Ohio. So you can make a trip to James Garfield's house, which is a museum.
He's not doing that.
I do have a question.
James Garfield's house? That's on my bucket list.
Exactly. Well, you know what they have there? They have his death mask there, which I would like to bring back. Why did they do away with death masks? I think it was such a nice thing to memorialize someone.
What are we talking about here?
No. Like a death mask. Years ago, when you used to die, they would make a mold
like a paper
of your
mache.
Face. No, it was, I don't know what it was.
It was like a paper mache kind of situation.
And so they have Garfield's death mask there at his house.
Well, this is a very nice hour.
A hundred years
from now. You want to talk about no more Yiddish? I'm schlepping a lot of knockers. Listen to this crap. Oh, my God.
100 years from now, when my dad is no longer here, he's a big landscape. I mean, every time you want to find my father, he's not in the courtroom, he's in his little garden. and he's got all these statues. I mean, Gattulo, you would love it. You'd feel like you're back in Sicily. It's insane. I mean, there's a million things. It's eye candy. But I'm thinking I'm going to get one of the old Sicilians to make a statue of my father with his handlebar mustache, his Borsellino hat, the little, he always wears a little flower in his lapel, and it's like, hey, Pops, what's going on? I can see him every morning. It's akin to the death
mask. Yeah, I think that's very nice.
Nice.
I think it's very nice.
I'm going to go off topic because as a listener, because I'm a listener more than anything else, I'm a fan. You guys, every day or every other day, there's a day. So today's pizza and bagel day.
Right.
Where does the day come from? Who is there a day commission?
There's a national days thing where they put all these things together.
Who?
Congress. I don't know who does it.
Frank, Sunday morning, usually, can I have an answer?
We explored this when we were on the radio with Marlena Shivo and Joe Borelli about 2 years ago because of all the national days. And most of them are the result of a trade association or a trade group just declaring it.
Okay, where did you get the information that today's Bagel and Pizza Day?
So National Pizza Day, well, they're two separate days.
Well, there's a news wire that provides that information.
So National Pizza Day, and actually I think there's two National Pizza Days, but it's, it was the Big Pizza Association, they were the ones that pushed for this and founded this. So I don't know.
And it tells you how to observe. How are we supposed to observe?
Well, by eating pizza.
Exactly.
Going out and being a gavone.
Right.
Well, we don't know the creator of National Pizza Day, but it was. I'm betting it was Big Pizza.
All right. Well, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean,
we'll ask Larry Kudlow what his favorite pizzeria is.
Yeah, right now I'm dying for a slice.
Yeah, me too.
All
me
right.
Too. What? By the way, have you guys had pizza in Italy ever?
Of course. Debbie.
No. Arthur owns a restaurant.
You're talking to Arthur Idala.
I know, but you
Arthur
know.
Arthur only eats Chinese when he goes to Italy.
Not counting Arthur. Have you guys had pizza in Italy?
It's very different.
It's different because I had it when I was in Sicily, and I didn't think it was that great.
Well, and I will tell you, I will defend my friend Mayor De Blasio. In Italy, they do eat pizza with a knife and a fork.
Yeah, but this is New York.
When you go to a restaurant in
this
Italy,
is
you
New
sit
York.
Down.
Yeah.
This
all
is
right,
New
I'm,
York.
All right,
you know, I thought the mayor and John Kasich and Donald Trump all got a raw deal there. I eat pizza with a knife and fork often, especially if there's a lot of toppings.
We'll go to Italy together. We'll go to Italy together, and I'll get you some good pizza.
Yeah. Let me know because for some reason, I guess the place I went to just I don't know.
If you go to Naples where pizza was created, we'll knock your socks off.
I like the slice where it's dripping down your chin and your neck and everything.
Cheese.
That's good stuff.
Oh, I love the cheese.
There you
so
go.
Good. Like Frank, love that cheese.
Exactly.
Let's see what's happening, guys. We're going to head out to the LIE eastbound into Round Swamp Road. Watch out for a conked out car over there. Traffic is still moving along slowly here on the Cross Bronx eastbound at Castle Hill Avenue. It looks like some ongoing police department activity. Still quite busy on the FDR Drive South, getting down through the 60s. A lot of stop-and-go traffic as you head over to Port Street over in Port Newark. It's all due to an overturned tractor trailer. And if you're heading to Vauxhall Road in Union, a car went into a building. Looks like all lanes are closed over there as well. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic on 287 North up by exit 59 in Franklin Lakes. That accident just about cleared. And traffic is still moving a little bit slowly for you as you head to 684 southbound by the Sawmill. Another flipped over car. A lot of emergency activity there. Brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 37. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved says you need to listen to the president.
If you give the guy a chance and you actually listen to his speech, and you hear what he's saying
and the way he said it
and how different it is from so many other Trump public pronouncements, there is no reason to be anything other than encouraged and excited. That is, unless you're a diehard partisan Democrat.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. St. Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm going to send something to my daughter. I'm going to send something to Mama Mia. You have a loved one in your life or a significant other in your life or a family member that you want to celebrate Valentine's Day with, I've got the perfect idea for you, all right? It's the unforgettable gift of Shari's Berries, fresh, juicy strawberries dipped in chocolatey goodness and topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, signature swizzles. Berries arrive in Sherry's Berries signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required. Right now, send Sherry's Berries and any other decadent gourmet gift and save 20% on gifts over $29 with my promo code Piscopo. Choose the delivery date and it's guaranteed. Customer satisfaction is always number one, or your money back. To get 20% off of your purchase of $29 or more, go to berries.com today. Use my code Piscopo at checkout, okay? It's BERRIES.com, code Piscopo.
This is Dan Proft with 60 Seconds of Sanity for Upstream-Ideas.com. The left is so accomplished in sensationalizing and rewriting history because they so doggedly sensationalize and rewrite the present. The Nunez memo is one of the better case studies in recent memory. We have sanctimonious gasbag Jim Comey complaining about weasels and liars, translation, House Republicans, for fulfilling their oversight responsibilities of the FBI, reminding us that there aren't a lot of schools or streets named after Joe McCarthy. That's something Comey will have in common with McCarthy. We have John Heilman, one of MSNBC's Russian collusion bots, suggesting that Paul Ryan is a Russian agent. Because Paul Ryan agrees that the Nunez memo should be released, you see, that puts Ryan on Team Nunez, which puts him on Team Trump, which puts him on Team Russia, which puts John Heilman in a 1959 Richard Condon novel because he's living in a fictional world. We have a DC press corps from a bygone era presently being feted on the silver screen for unearthing government secrets, while their descendants decry the notion of being handed a tidy summary of the same. We have Beltway big government gorillas who will say and do, or not say and not do, whatever is required to achieve their singular end. The end of Trump.
All right. If you're looking for a great place to go to dinner, which Arthur and Russ and I were just planning before during the break. And by the way, we have the great Larry Kudlow, one of the foremost conservative economists in the whole world, coming up in just a minute. But if you're looking for a great place to go to dinner and you find yourself in everyone's favorite conversation saying, I don't know, where do you want to go? I don't care. It's up to you. Where do you want to go? And on and on and on it goes. Then I've got a decision maker for you. It's a beautiful little French bistro called Panam. It's located in Midtown East on the corner of 56th and 2nd Avenue. Panam brings Paris to the Upper East Side with style and affordability. And Google says Panam has the best prefix menu in town, which if you're on a budget like I am these days, that is a reason enough to try it. Come there and you will not be sorry. We want you to spend Valentine's Day there. And they're going to actually give you a $100 gift card right in time for Valentine's Day. This is the place to be. I'm told it is not going to disappoint you. Head to am970theanswer.com to enter to win this $100 gift card. Or don't wait for us. Make a reservation today at 212-207-3737. That's 212-207-3737. And make a reservation at Panam, one of the last standing French bistros in town.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
All right, 9:27, 21 seconds is the time. It is Russ Salzberg and Arthur Idala sitting in for Joe Piscopo, who, as we said, is having a little work done. Joining us now, a CNBC contributor, a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, and you can now hear him on AM 970 The Answer every Sunday morning at 11 a.m., Mr. Larry Kudlow. Larry, Russ, and Arthur here. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Appreciate it.
Larry, excuse me, let me just ask you this, because you were a key proponent of the tax cut bill. You know, you helped advise the president on it. How do you think it's shaping up?
I think it's a home run, actually. I think it's kind of rejuvenated the entire business sector. I'm surprised how fast it's working. You know, you got close to 300 companies right after the bill was signed, you know, who announced bonuses, 401k increases, higher minimum wages internally, and huge investment projects. Apple is my favorite CEO, Tim Cook, no fan of Donald Trump, but at lower tax rates and it's 100% expensing and easy repatriation, it all made sense. And they announced a $350 billion investment project horizon. That is just gigantic in our economy. So, you know, you can see this thing developing. And my view is essentially, we are now at the front end of what will probably be the biggest business investment boom in over 20 years.
Larry, it's Arthur Idala. It's a pleasure to be on with you. If I could just ask you in fifth grade terms, so this way I can understand it, what happened overnight and what is this bill that the president signed a few moments ago? What does that mean for America?
Well, I think the defense side is very good. They were funded at a higher level. I'm not sure of all the numbers since it was signed late last night, but I think it's about $80, $85 billion a year increase for defense investment, and I think that was very necessary. The domestic side, not so good. A lot of inefficiencies, a lot of overspending. We can do a lot better, and hopefully we will. Hopefully we will. Trump's budget, by the way, which hasn't really been in the news, Mick Mulvaney, OMB director, they wrote a very tough budget on the domestic side with a lot of savings over a lot of programs, a lot of reforms, getting rid of a lot of corruption. I'd like to see them revisit that over the longer term. But I do think, as the president has noted, on the defense side, it's very positive.
So, Larry, I have a one-year-old son, an 11-year-old son. So all I'm reading about there is all this debt, this national debt, trillions and trillions of dollars. I know that might not affect us this week, this month, or even this year. But again, you're the brilliant genius in this area. Sorry if that's redundant. But, what is all of this debt? What effect is that going to have 25, 30? When my son is 50 years old, I know you don't have an actual globe in front of you that you can tell the future. But what does this mean to America, to our economy, to our way of life?
Well, look, I think that these debt fears are probably overreaction to a lot of people, particularly Democrat side, who didn't worry about when Obama's spending programs doubled the debt from 10 to 20 trillion. Now, all of a sudden, they're deficit and debt hawks. I don't buy it. Look, what you got here is an overstated deficit estimate. I think that's one of the key points. We are going to increase economic growth from 1 to 2% to at least 3 to 4% in the next 10 years or longer. And by getting on track to our long-term growth trajectory, the actual deficit numbers are going to come in way, way, way below what the current estimates are. And in fact, I think the business tax cuts will in fact pay for themselves, and therefore the debt estimates are way, way too high. I think that growth solves a lot of problems, okay? And when you have these lowball estimates, official so-called, CBO or Joint Committee on Taxation, they're not expecting hardly any increase in growth. So I'm saying that going from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, for example, using the CBO's own estimates or their own rules of thumb, every increase, every 1%, follow this, every 1 percentage point increase in real GDP above the baseline, which is, I think, 1.9, that will lower the deficit over 10 years by $3.3 trillion. So you're not going to get the kind of deficit increase, I think they're estimating, $1.5 trillion. It's not going to happen because they lowballed the economic growth estimates just like they always do because they don't appreciate the incentive effects of lower marginal tax rates. In this case, the biggest corporate tax cut anybody can remember from 35% to 21%. You think that's not going to increase growth? I mean, only these Washington people believe this, and they're going to be very wrong, and so are the deficit estimates. Look, people should think about jobs and higher wages, more capital for every worker to improve training and technology and their, equipment tools. That's what's going to turn the tide here. People should think about several trillions, many trillions of dollars flowing in from overseas. Not just American companies, but foreign companies are going to come here because we will have essentially the best investment environment in the world.
Well, Larry,
so I'm very hopeful on the growth as growth clears deficits. Without growth, You have no chance at lowering deficits.
Larry, let me ask you this. You know, certainly before this week, you know, everybody was talking about, certainly, you know, Trump supporters were talking about how well the stock market and mm-hmm. what has been doing. But for a lot of our listeners and a lot of people out there, a lot of people, they don't know, they don't own any stock. You know, they own their house. That's their life's biggest investment. And for the person who's not involved, doesn't own any stock, they don't understand how the stock market is helping them. You know, because they'll see, like, everybody saying the stock market is positive. What do you say to people like that, those people?
Well, I say they should put some savings away into the stock market. That's what I say. You know, we're going through a correction period. That's, by the way, very normal, very healthy. And
is all the volatility this week up, down? I mean, I just got an alert that the Dow just opened up 500 points after, you know, going down. So is this something you would have expected to see happen, or nobody really knows what's going on right now?
Well, all right, we got two different questions here. The first question about people who don't own stock, they should. 50%, incidentally, 50% of American households are invested in the stock market, either through brokerage accounts, 401ks, or through the pension funds, principally of government unions who hate the tax cut. They've been among the biggest beneficiaries, like the teachers union, who hate tax cuts and only want spending. 30% rise in stocks since the election is going to help them enormously because their pensions are unfunded, but they're invested in stocks. So they're big winners. And a lot of, you know, middle-income people own stocks. I mean, their incomes are not as high as the top rung, but in terms of the percentage of their income, you know, if you make $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year, many of those people, as I say, roughly half of them, own stocks and have benefited from the market rally. Now, in terms of this correction, I'll say a couple things. Number one, it's looking kind of overbaked to me. There's no geniuses with market timing, and I'm not a market timer. I have argued that the increase in economic growth, in fact, on your network, my pal John Catsimatidis and I have talked about this, and we're going to talk about it some more this weekend. Long-term interest rates have gone up by about a percentage point. Now, that's actually a good thing because it reflects faster economic growth, and so real interest rates rise and market rates rise. And that changes a lot of stock valuation. So, in that sense, I expected a correction. I probably didn't expect such a flamboyant correction. You've had some crazy derivative instruments, way too in the weeds for us this morning. But the thing's gone too wild, too out of control. I don't know where the bottom is, okay? But it's with the economy fundamentally sound, which is very important. It's what Reagan said during the crash of 87, and it came back. This economy is fundamentally sound today and improving. And so the stock market will reflect that when it has done whatever it's going to do. I guess we're at 10%. That's an official correction. Nothing wrong with that. I would not get panicky if I were an individual. I wouldn't be a seller, frankly. I would be buying the dips, but I can't predict which day or which hour the thing's going to be over. I think stocks for the long run are terrific investments.
So, Larry, this is what I'm going to tell everyone who's listening. If you really want to dig deeper into this, put on AM 970 The Answer this Sunday at 11 a.m. So the bottom line is you got to wake up at 4 in the morning. You listen to Murano. Then you listen to Catsimatidis, and then you listen to Kudlow. And basically by 1 o'clock when you're sitting down for your lunch, you'll know everything you need to know about the world.
Except for the Frank Murano part.
I'm going to respectfully disagree. Larry, thank you so much.
Thank you, Larry. Welcome aboard.
I love Frank. I always have.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you for spending time with us this morning. And speaking of spending time with us this morning, before I throw the news to Al Gattulo for the news, I'm going to sign off. I have to go to court in Queen Supreme. This has been an honor, a privilege, and a lot of fun. Frank and Al are the brothers from another mother. I hope you guys enjoyed listening. We hope Al is keeps his temper under control for the rest of the weekend, which he has.
Well, we got about 3 minutes left.
We hope Piscopo has a speedy recovery. And Russ,
is that an Italian thing? I'm not a brother from another mother.
Well, you're maybe like a cousin.
Okay.
Cousin from another uncle.
All right, everybody. Here's Big Al with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
26 degrees at 9:38. I'm Al Catullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. So on this National Bagel Day, one of New York City's biggest kosher fish distributors is trying to break a record. Acme Smoked Fish Corporation, no, it's not a scene out of the Roadrunner, is building what it hopes will be the world's biggest bagel and lox sandwich. The public invited to its headquarters in Brooklyn, not just to watch, but to eat the bagel once the folks from the Guinness Book of World Records are done measuring. Bagels originated in Poland in the 17th century, appeared in America in the late 19th century among Jewish immigrants on Manhattan's Lower East Side. Speaking of food, the world's fair is going to be taking place in the parking lot of Citi Field this spring, set for April 28th and 29th. The event will feature over 100 curated international food vendors from across the tri-state, right in the shadow of the Unisphere and the New York State Pavilion from the 1964 World's Fair. The structures from the fair have long since rusted, and officials continue to debate what to do with them. Officials hope the food festival will revive the magic from the nearby Flushing Meadows Corona Park. And businesses are apparently getting hurt in Leonia, New Jersey, from the new traffic law banning out-of-towners during morning and afternoon rush. The traffic ban on 60 streets was intended to free clogged roadways from drivers using Leonia as a shortcut to the George Washington Bridge. However, several small business owners tell NorthJersey.com business has dropped since the new laws were put into place a few weeks ago. Leonia's mayor and council are urging residences to visit businesses while they figure out a solution. In sports, as you heard right here on AM 970, the answer last night, Islanders rallied from a 3-goal deficit, fell to the Sabres 4-3. Devils allowed 3 goals in the second period as they fell to the Flames 3-2. In the next first game without Kristaps Porzingis, a dud, they got crushed by the Raptors 113-88. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. 684 southbound right near the Sawmill. It's an overturned vehicle. Really serious accident here, so expect a lot of emergency activity at the scene. We're still seeing some volume as well as you head to 84 eastbound, getting out toward exit 4, getting out through Middletown with an accident in the right lane. Inbound GWB moving okay now. Lincoln 20, Holland 20. Traffic is still a problem on Vauxhall Road over in Union. A car went into a building. A lot of emergency activity over there as well. We're still seeing some volume here as you head to 287 north, getting up toward exit 1 in Edison. And watch out for pockets of volume on the Cross Bronx East at Castle Hill Avenue. Ongoing police department activity. If you're going to be taking a spin right now over to the West Side Highway, that's slowing down West Side Highway southbound as you get down toward the area of the Battery Tunnel. And watch for delays at the Queens Midtown Tunnel getting into town. Partly cloudy today, high of 37. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high of 51. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Page Publishing. Have you written a book? Learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Attention all potential new authors. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 800-470-4833. 800-470-4833.
If you're feeling run down and you don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables, and once you start taking Balance of Nature, you'll feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have less aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Call Balance of Nature, 1-800-2468-751, and use the promo code The Answer for 35% off your first month supply, or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Good health is only a phone call away. Call Balance of Nature, 800-2468-751. Use the promo code The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
So I'm taking this new pill at night before I go to bed. It's called Calitrin. Listen, you guys know that I've gone through a lot of different things over the last year with the cancer and everything else, but now I needed to lose some weight. You know, college just told me, listen, you got to drop a few pounds. So I'm using Calitrin. I take it at night before bed. It's very easy. I've been sleeping better. I have more energy, and you know I get up very early in the morning for the Joe Piscopo Show. So I have more energy. I've lost a few pounds. And on the phone with us right now is Elizabeth from Calitrin. Elizabeth, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me. You know, you're exactly right. Calitrin is a supplement that's good for you. It's really a health supplement that you're giving your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally. I personally had success with this product. I've lost 40 pounds with it. I've kept that off for over 2 years. It really is a product that you can feel good while you're taking it.
Give Calitrin a call right now at 800-325-4366. That's 800-325-4366. Or Elizabeth, we have a website too, right?
Yes, you can go to toploss.com.
That's right. Use the promo code AL and you will save 10%. That's promo code AL. You will save 10%, or give them a call at 800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Nine forty-five and 55 seconds here on AM 970. The Answer. Got a little bit to go before we call it a day. Arthur had to take care of some business in court, so it is Maya Lansky here, left with Al Cattullo and Frank Morano. But just looking through the paper, I'm just gazing, perusing here something in the Post. I don't know if you guys have seen this. More than 12,000 people have signed a petition demanding UC San Diego that they get rid of a film class on Woody Allen in light of the renewed sex abuse allegations from adopted daughter Dylan Farrow. I don't know how much – I've done a lot of studying on this. I don't know how much you guys are up to speed on it, but I will say this. Everything that I looked at and read and watched – and over the years and resurfaced, because when this came out again, I went back and started reading a lot. I got to tell you, I don't believe he did this.
Well, I generally have come to the same conclusion, and something like three states have investigated this, and I heard one of his adopted children, Moses Farrow, wrote a pretty convincing essay, that basically belies a lot of the things.
And, he's a therapist.
I know.
This is not some, like...
But then again, I also watched a little bit of the interview that Dylan Farrow did on... Dylan, right?
Yes. Her name is Dylan.
On CBS This Morning, and she does come across as very credible. So, again, my attitude when it comes to artists is I don't really think it's my place to judge, and even if it is, Al was talking yesterday about the movie Capricorn One with O.J. Simpson. I love O.J. in the Naked Gun movies, too, and I believe O.J.'s a murderer, but I don't think that should take away...
I don't think that
should take away from the art that bad people have created. Woody Allen is a phenomenal artist, and I think his films should be studied for centuries as an example of what to do. Roman Polanski is a rapist.
Right.
Does that change Chinatown? I don't think it does. I think you could still study Chinatown for its artistic virtue. And if UC is about studying film and studying the works of Woody Allen for its artistic merit, I don't think that should change whether or not Woody's guilty or innocent.
I couldn't agree with you more, but you just said something. You watched Dylan Farrow on CBS, and it was incredible.
She came across credible.
And I could see where you're coming from on that. I would also say to anybody, go back to when Woody was interviewed on 60 Minutes. You can look it up on YouTube, and if you watch that, trust me, Woody comes across extremely credible as well.
I have a big problem where accusations now merit complete disgrace. Here's someone that's never been charged with a crime, never been convicted of a crime, and yet there are so many people, including these 10,000 people that have signed this petition, that are ready to try to do like they did in the Soviet Union, which is erase his photo from history. I think the whole accusation equals public disgrace culture needs to end.
Well, I think part of the problem is they lump one aspect into another aspect. What I say, they lump one aspect in. He married Sun Yi. Well, he married Sun Yi, and everybody calls Sun Yi his adopted daughter. It was not his adopted daughter. They actually did not live in the same house, okay? And also, after these allegations against Woody came out, he and Sun Yi got married, and not only did they get married, they went and adopted two daughters who are now, I believe, like 19 and 20 years old. Now, if with all those allegations, don't you think he would have had to have been vetted pretty thoroughly by an adoption agency with that hanging over his head if there was some wrongdoing? That's number one. I just think they lump it all together. But here's the other thing that bothers me, Frank. They're killing Woody Allen. And the same thing we hear about.
It's the title of O'Reilly's next book, by the way, Killing Woody Allen.
Killing, that's very good, Frank. So, no, but they're killing Woody Allen. And I'm not, the big defender of Woody Allen. I'm just saying based upon what I've seen. But it struck me, looking at our film industry, Hollywood, and the music industry. What was it, the Grammys I watched a week or 2 weeks ago? The music industry still holds Michael Jackson up on the highest of high pedestals.
Well,
who paid $23 million to somebody. Woody refused to pay $7.5 million, and he is a pariah. There's so much hypocrisy, it's insanity.
Now, we got to run, I hope you'll come back again. We can have a longer discussion about this. But the Academy Awards, for instance, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, they suspended Harvey Weinstein, right, without any conviction or anything. Now, I'll admit the evidence looks pretty damning against him. But does that mean we also need to suspend Bill Cosby's membership in the Academy of Motion Arts and Sciences, Roman Polanski, Kevin Spacey, Richard Dreyfuss? How far do you go? I really think this public disgrace without any sort of a conviction is something that we need to revisit.
And not just revisiting it, but another problem that is coming out. There has never been a movement in this country, civil rights, religion, foundations, any kind of movement where there have not been opportunists taking advantage of the situation. And I think that has to be weeded out as well. But anyway, let's go to a cheerier note. And what can make us cheerier than speaking with Debbie Duhane?
Than traffic? No, traffic will make you miserable.
but you won't, my dear.
Thank you so much, Russ. And good morning to you, Russ, Frank, Allen, everybody. Have a great weekend, guys. We're going to head over to the Cross Bronx eastbound, slowing down at Castle Hill Avenue. That's some police department activity, westbound side of the Cross Bronx. A lot of volume, Castle Hill, out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Heading inbound at the GWB, moving okay. Outbound, lower level construction till 2:30. Lincoln Tunnel 15 in, Holland 15 minutes in as well. Port Street in Newark, watch out for that overturned tractor trailer down by Corbin Street. And if you're heading to Vauxhall Road over in Union, an accident just being cleared as well. Traffic is still moving solely on Truck Route 1 and 9 southbound, getting into Communipaw Ave in Jersey City. It's an accident over there as well. And watch out for some slowdowns as you head over to the southbound side of 684 at the Sawmill, an overturned vehicle, really serious accident. Somebody was ejected from the car, and it's still quite busy on the southbound side of 684 down by exit 3 into Armonk with another accident, 84 heading east into exit 4 in Middletown, an accident being cleared as well. Alternate side parking rules are in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Happy Valentine's Day, a little early. You know, I love Shari's Berries. I love telling you about Shari's Berries. Now, this Valentine's Day, you want something that the person you're sending this Valentine to will really appreciate? You know what it is? Shari's Berries. They have these fresh, juicy, delicious strawberries. And then they dip the strawberries in chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate, topped with rich chocolate chips, chopped nuts, signature swizzles. You know, my daughter got into the strawberries, loved it. And your kids will love it, too. Or whoever your Valentine is. Berries arrive in Sherry's Berry's signature gift box, by the way. There's a beautiful ribbon. There is no gift wrap required. Right now, send Sherry's Berry's or any other gourmet gift and save 20% on gifts over $29. With my promo code Piscopo, you could choose the delivery date you want, by the way. Is this one-stop shopping or is this one-stop shopping? Will you listen to Joey, please? And just go to berries.com and use my code Piscopo to get 20% off your purchase at $29 or more. Just go to berries.com today, berries.com. Use the code Piscopo and happy Valentine's Day.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, humanitarian rights instead, maybe, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Today we're talking about mortgages. If you're looking to obtain a home loan, Emmanuel Katechis from United Mortgages here to help answer some questions. Emmanuel, what's currently happening in the mortgage industry?
There are many great things. For instance, one of the best new products is HARP. Right now, someone can refinance even if you owe more than what your house is worth. Also, United Mortgage can get you into a property with little or no money down.
Can you still get a mortgage even if you have bad credit?
Absolutely. Right now, even if you have a low credit score, we may be able to help you with various programs, such as FHA or VA.
What separates United Mortgage from other mortgage companies?
What separates us is service, hands down. We are here 7 days a week, from early morning to late evening. We understand that this process can be very intimidating. That is why our team has been trained in customer service and products. We are here for you even after the loan closes.
Call United Mortgage at 888-888-5721. 888-888-5721. United Mortgage is licensed by the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut Department of Banking. 888-888-5721.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Any sun will give way to clouds today. There can be some flurries around during the late morning and afternoon hours, ending this evening, the high 37. Cloudy overnight, low 30 to 34. Temperature will slowly rise late tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy and becoming milder with a bit of rain late, the high 46 to 50. And periods of rain along with some fog tomorrow night and into Sunday. Some of the rain may be heavy, becoming breezy and mild Sunday with a high of 54. AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, thank you, Big Al. Russ Salzberg with you here, getting ready to wrap things up. It's been a fun just about 4 hours. Arthur had to leave to head down to court. We're sitting in for Joe Piscopo, who, as we said, is having some plumbing done. We'll call it that way. Hopefully he'll be back healthy. Not whining too much for you guys when he's back on Monday.
He's going to be in a lot of pain.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I think it's very fortunate that it had this done on Friday because I can't imagine.
I think the surgeon only does it on Fridays, probably for the fact that, you know, you can recover a little bit longer. So
yeah.
I guess Fridays is his day for surgery.
Oh, I thought maybe he's like a delivery man Monday through Thursday. Delivering newspapers or something.
He moonlights as a surgeon on the weekend.
Joe was looking for a deal. What can I do?
He's an Uber driver.
He's an Uber driver. And we'll snip you.
He asked his ex-wives to get him somebody cheap, so they did him a favor.
Russ, you were great today. It's been a lot of fun. I hope you'll come back again soon.
You invite me, I'm here anytime. Listen, guys, it has been a pleasure. My thanks to Frankie Fiveboroughs here, Al Gattullo, the lovely Debbie Duhane, guy who was sitting next to me, Arthur Idala, and of course, Joe Piscopo, allowing us to sit in for him. Everybody, I am Russ Salzberg. Have yourselves a great weekend.
opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
26 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy asking lawmakers to give him a bill that would allow New Jersey residents to make charitable contributions in place of paying property taxes. That would allow those payments to potentially be deductible. The move would be an effort to skirt around the new federal tax law, which caps state and local tax deductions at $10,000. Some tax experts say Murphy's idea won't work because charitable intent must be shown under the tax law. Scientists in Maryland say they've invented a new kind of superwood that's so strong it could stop a bullet. They claim in a new study that it's 12 times stronger than normal wood, can be used in cars, airplanes, and even body armor. The lead researcher at the University of Maryland says the so-called superwood can be a competitor to steel or even titanium alloys. Their study is published in the journal Nature. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.